Blog Talk Radio.
Will not be joining us tonight, but I have my friend Amy here, who I'd like to introduce to you. She's a wonderful woman, and I have worked with her and played with her and had a lot of fun with her for many, many, many years, and she was kind enough to volunteer to help me with the radio show tonight. Say hi, Amy.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I enjoy this work so much, and I've got three beautiful kids, and I'm just fascinated with life and all its bountiful colors and excitement as it unfolds day to day.
As it should. She does lead a colorful life. So we have it.
No doubt.
We have a full moon in Scorpio tonight. What a wonderful
yes.
thing to have.
Yes, we do. In all its intensity and depth.
It definitely gives us time for transformation and change in our emotions. So, especially being in opposition to the sun and having that rebalancing of our personal values and beliefs and re-examining of those personal values and beliefs at this point in time.
Yes, absolutely. And connecting them to our dream time and our spiritual connections that we have. That's really important to make
yes.
make that link with those personal values and beliefs and set it in a place that we can move and breathe a little more peacefully and freely from when we have that connection.
Absolutely. With Neptune trying the moon, we have that beautiful spiritual connection, that higher energy at this point in time to really connect with that and to really, especially tonight, be able to, in our dream time, really recreate some things that we have been working on and really see the faith that it can work in the direction that will be to our benefit.
Yes, absolutely.
With
Absolutely.
Uranus right now, Jupiter, it really makes it harm, and both of them in fire signs, Uranus and Aries and Jupiter and Leo, our greater benefits come in such eye-opening experience. It's just the simplest of things at the most unusual moments, more of a spontaneity to find those beautiful openings to really have that faith and look at that in a better direction.
And spark our creativity that allows us, you know, to set the foundations even through some of, you know, what might seem like certain challenges that come up that we face. So, you know, with the in conjunct to Pluto, it definitely gives us, you know, we walk that fine line, but we're able to, you know, utilize that creative, inspirational, unexpectedness as it comes and channel it the right way, then, you know, there's so many gifts that can unfold.
Absolutely. Again, you're going to hear both of us because we talk the same way sometimes. Absolutely is one of our vocabulary words.
Yes, indeed.
I get caught on the we also have this week coming on Thursday, Venus is going to go into Cancer. I natally have it, so I have a strong understanding of it, and it just amps up my stuff, because anytime you have Venus going over your Mars, that means that you're definitely going to have that initiative to get going and onto what you love. But with Venus going into it, it also is a great time to nurture ourselves and love ourselves. The Sun is still going to be in Taurus, which again makes us go back and withdraw into our personal values and beliefs and look at them. And Venus going into Cancer makes it look into our own nurturing of our own self and really fall in love with ourself and be happy with what direction we're going and finding that path of our own true love. So this is really a good time to nurture yourself.
And do the things that bring you pleasure and joy and peace and find those little simple things, you know, those little simple things that can nurture, you know, even if it's a bubble bath or a favorite meal or, you know, just even, you know, calling someone that you care about and reaching out.
Most definitely. It also is a time for reconnection with family, because we always have a deep love for our family. I know everybody has issues with their family, and that's not unusual. But on the other hand, this really can reconnect with that love for your family and really that loyalty to your family, and really find, because Mercury is still in Gemini and will continue to be for a while. Okay.
Guys,
heads up, Mercury
going retrograde.
Yes,
it is. Heads up.
But it'll stay in Gemini for longer than normal because of that. But here again, that communication that the Mercury in Gemini gives us is such a wonderful thing. And to really be out there and really say, hey, I do love you, and reach out to your family and see what comes back, because expressing that love at this point in time to your family is really opens up some great channels to it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And with that Mercury going retrograde, that's coming up on the 18th.
Correct.
Ooh.
And
that'll bring lots
of
fun. Travel at that time, well, with Saturn in Sagittarius, you want to be mindful during those times, and as well as what you're speaking of. It'll come back and bite you.
Yes, it will.
So, that being said, it's always good to tune in at this time back to those spiritual beliefs and that meditation, working with the mind and working with those things that will give you the ability to think before you speak, because your mind is calm and not oversaturated or busy. And if it has that space to come to a peaceful downtime, then when you're out and doing things, then the inclination to think before you, or not to think before you speak, won't happen as often, you know, as often if your mind is peaceful and in that meditative state and connected to your spiritual beliefs.
Well, and also with that, it also, and our listeners have heard me say it a lot of times, this is also, but at this point in time it is so more important, is that you have faith, you believe, okay? That belief will go very far. We have Neptune in its natural sign in Pisces for quite a while now. But how it's connected to this full moon and how it's going to connect to that Venus, it's really going to make it to where if you believe, it can be done. as long as you have faith, as long as you believe it can be done, it can be, which is one of the beautiful things that I like about it.
Yeah, that makes sense. It really does.
So you ready to take some callers? We have quite
sure.
a few of them online. Okay. How about we take our first caller? They've been on hold for 25 minutes, so
oh, my goodness,
go.
They've been waiting.
828, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. It's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. How are you?
I'm okay. You?
I'm doing well.
Amy?
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Oh.
Amy doesn't have your birth information, so do you want me to give it to her, or do you want to give it to her?
It's 6/13/81.
Okay, and what time?
9:30 a.m.
And where were you born?
Alton, Illinois. Alton, Illinois.
Okay.
And you had a question for us tonight?
What do you feel I need to know? What can you help me with? What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with you is that this full moon is conjunct your natal moon. Happy lunar return.
Yeah,
your
8 degrees.
Your emotions are right there. You're feeling them. You're definitely feeling them, that's for sure.
You know,
so
this
embrace
is such an empowering.
Them.
Absolutely. This is such an empowering time for you to really be able to be that magician that the scorpion gives you, okay? And say, yes, this is a time of transformation and change for you, okay? Look at it differently, because that is enshrined to both your Mercury and your Venus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a matter of really embracing but it's coming at you and saying, okay, I can do this. I can handle this. I know that what's going to happen is that the end result is going to be to my benefit. And especially right now as far as your work is concerned, you can put yourself out there really well.
Yeah,
what do you
absolutely.
See, Amy?
Well, I see it really striking all of the chords of the things with which she loves. Like, that's just sort of playing over and over, you know, in your mind. And know that it is. It may feel very intense, yet it's there for your growth. It's there for you. It's there for you to open up. To believe and hold on to that faith and see where that'll take you.
Well, I'm not able really to do much because of my health problems.
Well, and it doesn't have to be a physical change. You know, Pluto is transiting through your sixth house of your major health, and these foundational changes are long-term foundational changes. And that's a very slow progress, and I'm sure I've talked to you about that slow progress, how you're going to have good days and bad days. But it's a psychological change. It's the empowering of yourself as far as, yes, I can get through this. Yes, I can make this happen.
Yeah, so psychological changes that are going to affect how you're able to work through them actively, like in your, you know, in the day-to-day progress, and especially even in, you know, the work that you're doing. But with those psychological things, they're how you feel about them and how you think about them are going to enable you to work through them in a different fashion.
Well, a lot of, like, 5 of my blood tests came back abnormal, and I'm, like, not absorbing nutrients. There's something wrong with my thyroid, and my blood cells are too big, and I've got heavy metal poisoning, and...
Well, you've been working on the heavy metal poisoning.
Yeah. My back still hurts. I can't even. Why am I not being able to go to yoga or ride a bike or go to the gym and work out? I don't have the energy.
Those aspects the way that your mind is thinking or feeling about things that are, you know, deep down in the core issues, you know, the core place of your heart and your soul. Part of that aspect through those emotions and through those feelings and how you're thinking about them, if you're focused on the aspects which are the results from your blood test or the different things that are ailing and impeding what you feel like should be your progress, your thought process, your meditation, your how you're playing that in your mind, you know, the dialogue that you have in your mind, that part of your faith and that part of your thinking is what's going to shift some of it in its subtle forms to allow you to be able to move through this slow moving process with Pluto in your sixth house as it's rechanging those foundational bases that, you know, how you understand, like how you're thinking about them in the day-to-day process. Like when you wake up in the morning, what are the first thoughts that you're thinking of?
This is measurable.
Right. So before you even get out of bed, if you're thinking about the things that are, if your thoughts are thinking of the healing process and as opposed to focusing on the pain aspects of it, if you're focusing on, if you think of more positive words or dialogues to have with yourself in an effort, you know, to, before you even step your foot off of the bed. It's those subtle shifts that are going to enable you how your mind is thinking them to step that foot down and take the next step forward and the next step forward.
Again, I'll say, Danielle, with Mercury conjunct your Mars at this point in time, it's really, she's correct in that it's really a mindset, okay? I know you desire to have this healed and you don't like having it, okay, and you just wish it would go away, but there's a lesson to be learned in this, and there's a power that you gain out of this. And again, those psychological changes are afoot at this point in time. It's again, even though when you wake up and your body's aching, going, oh, you know, it hurts, go, okay, well, if I put one foot in front of the other and I just do one thing today, it'll be to my benefit. And it's that one foot in front of the other thing at this point in time that you have to think psychologically to make this happen.
And why did I decide to go through all this?
Again, to retake your power, okay? To regain your strength within yourself that you know you can overcome anything and have a greater power on this earth to be able to know that anything that comes to you is easier for you to face. Once you learn it, then whole thing will be a lot easier. And so it's telling you and stopping you with your physical health to say, hey, once you start looking at this in a different perspective, everything else will fall into place. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good luck, and let us know how it goes. The next 2 weeks are really empowering for you. So really utilize this time to look at it in a different perspective and know that that's the right direction for you to go now, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Good luck.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. 904, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Doing great. Hey, I got a question. My question of the day is, you what?
Birthday, your birthday. They need birthday.
What do you need?
Hi, Jay.
Is this Jay?
It's Scott.
Scott.
Oh, it's Scott. Okay. Have you called him before, Scott?
Yeah, one time before, yes.
Okay. Scott, what's your birth date?
It is 1-7-75.
9:22 p.m., Charleston, South Carolina.
That's it.
I've got... How are you tonight, Scott?
I'm doing good.
Good. You had a question for us?
Yeah, I'm just... Now, these court cases I keep going through or keep getting delayed and delayed and delayed. Does it look like there's any end to this thing? If it is an end to it, does it look like I'm going to come out on top? They've been going on for about 2 years.
Yeah, and with Saturn retrograde at this time, okay, and Sagittarius, and conjunct your moon, I'll bet you're really tired of it, okay? I realize that Saturn is going to go direct in September, September 25th to be exact. So you're looking for this time period to reveal information that is needed before it actually finishes. But yes, I do feel it is going to come to an end, even though it's not going to come to an end right now. I can so understand why you want it to. It's emotionally draining on you. And sometimes when it comes to things like this, you have to let it go and go, okay, it's just a process and nothing is urgent in it and we're just going to wait it out. Because you have plenty of time before it's actually going to go to that final negotiation. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's not going to end right now. I do feel it, again here, you heard me say negotiation. I don't feel it's going to go to court, but I do feel there's a negotiation that's going to come out of it sometime during that period of time. What do you think, Amy?
Well, I can see why it's kind of really taking its toll, especially with Pluto sitting on your sun in the fifth house, opposition your natal Saturn. It just feels heavy. It feels like, you know, I feel for you in that aspect. But I do think that those are the things that, you know, once you're out of that tunnel of it, that it shifts and changes the foundation, you know, for yourself, such a great way. It's just getting through it is basically the challenge, essentially, and keeping your faith while you're going through it, and finding other things to really set a basis for even some of your creativity, that where you would like to place that.
Okay, so I mean, some of these, I got that. There's some lawsuit there, and I got some other lawsuits that I'm actually fighting some other people about, trying to get money that is owed to me. This is also being postponed. Does that look like it's ever going to turn out? So I got like two or three different types of lawsuits going on.
Look at them in a different way.
Well,
yeah, my wife's also in all these lawsuits with me. We're both trying to fight this crap.
You have two against other people. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. In both of them, I find that you'll be satisfied with the end result, okay? this is a lot more about vindication, okay, than anything else. Do you understand it that way? Okay.
Yeah.
And I know that you're an honorable individual, and I know that you want to fix things. You have a Mercury in Capricorn, okay? And that Mercury in Capricorn says, I must fix everything. You know, I must have the answer. I must be able to make this work, okay? Especially when it comes to your family. You take a more protective power over that, okay? And if it was just you, it would be a lot easier, but you tend to be a little bit more cautious because, again, that protection of your family, you don't want to get them involved in it, okay?
Yeah, the things that you love.
Oh, yeah. The point being is that it's a matter of there are certain things that are within your control and certain things that aren't. We were talking about earlier how faith plays a big part in this, okay? Your vindication will come, and the answers will come in their right time. It's a matter of faith, and it's a matter of, and I understand emotionally you're carrying this heavy, heavy burden, but sometimes you have to let that go. You have a Mars in Sagittarius, and it really makes it to where, at this point in time, with all these things going on, you need some breathing room. You need to go out and get some air, take a walk in nature, get out and do something without engaging in that, I must fix this problem. Okay, because again here, if I could change it today and if I could say all of these were settling today, it would be another whole story. But this is a timing thing, and the timing will come in its own right time. And that's what you have to wait for. Uranus is entwined to your Mars. So when it comes, it's going to come all of a sudden. It's not going to be something that is going to, you're going to see it coming and say, okay, on this date, it's finally going to be ended. It's going to come all of a sudden when these things do happen. So it's a matter of time. And so here again, the whole reason why you're doing this is to be tested on your faith and to say, okay, I can't solve it, so somebody else has to, and I'm going to wait and find out what that is that's going to solve it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
Okay.
All right,
what do you
well,
think,
I appreciate
Amy?
You guys. Oh.
Amy?
No, I'm sorry, what did you say?
What do you think about this?
No, I see the same, I see exactly what you're speaking of, and that's why, you know, finding that other outlet in the interim of all of this while it's going on is, and focusing on the things that, you know, you focus naturally on what, you know, what you love, and, you know, finding an outlet to move the energy without feeling so stuck and held, you know, held down by the waiting aspect of it. And if you find that other creative outlet, like walking outdoors, finding, you know, an activity in, that you can do or put your mind and the things that you love, you know, towards, even you and your wife together, you know, being able to reach something else other than, you know, going over, you know, the, you know, being held down by the weight of the waiting, and know that it will work out in time.
All right.
And you'll find a
good
piece. Oh, you
know. Appreciate everything.
Good luck, and let us know how it
good
turns
luck.
Out.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Lovely.
Bye.
Bye.
Timing is everything.
Yes, waiting is never the fun part.
Never, ever. Okay,
no.
How about we next caller?
Okay.
561, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Jacqueline.
Oh, it's
I'm,
Cindy.
This is,
hey,
I must
Cindy,
have pushed
how
the
are
wrong.
You?
I'm great. I must have pushed the wrong button. But anyway, I always have a question.
Okay, well, you're going to have to, Amy,
I need your birthday, time, and place.
Okay, 10/17/33, 1 o'clock in the morning.
1:30.
Yeah.
1:30 in the morning? Okay.
Yeah.
And where?
Boston.
Okay, now you can tell me what your question is today.
Okay, I want to move into a place down near, exactly near Charles's mother. It's called St. James. And one person that I have been talking to, it's a two-year wait. And I'm not even on the waiting list. I'm not even on the list. But they keep talking to me every time I call in. Do you have any idea how long it might be?
To say, and yes, I do, okay? I don't think it's going to take 2 years, and I think you need to get on that waiting list now before Mercury goes retrograde, okay?
Okay, how long?
This is the perfect time.
Yeah?
This is with Mercury in opposition to your Mars right now in your fourth house of your home. What that does is it tells you that this is a perfect time for speaking out about where you want to move to. However, Saturn is retrograde there. Okay? Do this before the 18th. Okay? Sign up, speak up.
The 18th of May?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And
yes.
When Saturn goes direct at the end of September, I think something's going to come available for you. So I don't think it's going to take 2 years. What do you think, Amy?
Oh, great.
Yeah, that, you know, when Saturn goes direct in September, actually, Saturn goes direct in August.
Oh, I'm sorry, in August 8th.
Oh, great. Yeah, August 2nd. August 2nd, Saturn goes direct.
So, you're looking at a minimal time period before you get that.
Oh, good. Good, good. Yeah, my kids want me to move there, and I'm looking forward to it. So, that'd be great. Thank you.
Get that done now, Cindy.
Right,
okay.
I will.
Yeah,
I will.
Absolutely.
I'm going to call Monday. Yeah, yeah.
That's a great
tomorrow.
Idea. Get the wheels in motion. Super.
All right. Sounds good. I already have some boxes back. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, ladies. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Take care,
sure. Oh. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. She's such a funny woman. I just enjoy her totally. She's a client of mine that listen to another radio show of mine as well.
Oh, how nice.
It's interesting. So, ready for the next caller?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
913, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hi, Amy. This is Andy.
Hey,
hi, Andy.
How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for taking my call. Boy, I'm really enjoying the show as usual. Listening to your guys' interpretations of all this stuff is just really fascinating.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. When is your birthday?
March 24th,
1965, 12:05 p.m. And where were you born?
Urbana, Illinois.
And what is your question for us tonight?
My question for you tonight has to do with, I'm fascinated by this Scorpio full moon, and what you were just talking about regarding not only the transformation, but it seems like the big things that are coming up for me at the moment are what will make you happy in life? What would make you happy? Refinding that happiness. Things are so busy at the moment with graduate school and work that I am really, you know, that old saying of feeling like a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest kind of thing. But really always that underarching theme is, you know, what would make you happy, and do you have to justify what you want in life? You know what I mean? Where people are always asked, you know, saying to you, well, why do you want that? Why do you want that? Why do you have to have that? And so those themes are really making themselves known to me at the moment. And I just sort of wondered, I just love this full moon. I think it's very exciting. But my big question is, things are so busy at the moment. I mean, to the point of my not being able to get enough sleep in terms of the end of the semester. And then work, I've had more offers for work. And does the summer look any more reasonable in terms of the pace of things?
Well, and I do, you know, you find this fascinating because the moon is still in your fourth house of your home. And here is where you want to sit back and nurture yourself. And it feels so good because it's a warm, fuzzy feeling for you. It's in trine to your Saturn and Pisces, and it really activates that beautiful, okay, higher power of, you know, why should I explain myself to the world of what I'm doing? This is who I am, this is what I'm doing, and I don't need to justify it. The answer to your question is because it feels right at the moment. You're an Aries sun with a Mercury in Aries. What is, you know, it has a purity to it, to where you have these bursts of inspiration that are just so simple that words can't be put to it. It just is, okay?
Yeah.
Mars is conjunct your Jupiter, transiting Mars is conjunct your Jupiter this time, so it's I must act, okay? It is going to slow down. Okay?
Oh, good.
That Mars is going to go through. The sun's going to go through there. The last few months, you've had all these planets tromping all over that in your 11th house, so the public has been just coming at you at full speed. And so here again, that will slow down. You will get a little bit better of a grip on it. But don't explain why. Just say, because it is.
Yeah.
And that will work a lot better for you. You don't have to defend why you do things. It just is that you have to do it. What do you think, Amy?
Right.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that completely. I mean, you know, you'd never need to explain those things unless it's someone close to you that is, you know, that you really want to share, you know, where your heart is taking you on that journey. But otherwise, it's really not. It's not for, you know, there's no need to defend or, you know, to explain that to anyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, having that time for yourself to, you know, to go within when you need to, because you're just out, you know, you're running at such a rampant pace and, you know, so much is happening and so much is going on, you know, that you're feeling it from all different angles. You know, you're feeling it from all different areas and from all different places. So having, you know, having that little retreat that you can find and go to, you know, is definitely helpful at this time, especially with your schedule, you know, it's moving you forward and on.
Yes, absolutely, and I, you know, I'm very grateful for it, and for I'm learning a ton at kind of warp speed, but I really, for the first time, had to and was able to today say, well, you know what, I want this because I want it, and isn't that okay?
Absolutely,
isn't it okay that I want it because I want it?
You need to
give. Right, exactly. And it was very empowering. And I thought, wow, thanks, full moon. Maybe the full moon helped me with this.
Yes, and definitely pay attention. Listen to your dreams. Tune into them tonight because you've got those aspects of the water just hitting from the moon to your Saturn to transiting Neptune. They're all kind of right there, you know, flowing with you.
Cool. Cool. Well, thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
You bet.
Good luck.
Take care.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye. She's just such a cute lady. She's lives in Overland Park, Kansas, and just wonderful.
Wow. Oh, so much good stuff going on, too, right now. Even though it's busy, it's a lot of really good things.
Yeah. It's all to her benefit, that's for sure. Okay, you ready to take another one?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. I don't have a number, but it says what I believe is Drummer Boy. You're on the air.
All right, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Good.
And who are you?
My name's Andrew.
Andrew, hi.
Hi. I think I called in about a year ago, maybe. So it's been a while. My date of birth is 22nd of the 5th, 71. My time of birth...
I'm sorry, could you say the first part of it again?
The 22nd of the 5th, 71.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
The time of birth was 8:30 a.m.
Dublin, and the place...
Okay.
That's me, yeah.
I've got you.
Where in Ireland?
Dublin.
Oh, Dublin. Okay, I didn't hear that.
And do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, my relationship's pretty much of a mess at the moment, and I'm thinking of getting out, so I'm just looking for some guidance on that, really.
Do you know the birth date of this one?
Sorry?
What is the
birth date?
Do you
know the birth date of your partner?
The 26th of October, 68.
And do you know her... Is there time?
I don't know, no.
You said 78?
68.
Yes, okay.
And what city were they born in?
Almeria in Spain.
Almeria?
Yeah.
Don't have that. Do you know how to spell that?
Almeria, as far as I know.
There you go, perfect.
Oh, there we go. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's take a look and see what we've got here.
And you're looking for this to move on, or to keep it together, or you're not sure which.
I'm almost out the door, but not sure, really.
okay.
And I want to double check that. That's October 26, 1968, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'll say this about it. And, you know, I have these big, heavy sides, and I'm sorry about that. But, you know, I can understand the attraction that you have here. I mean, there are some nice, harmonious things between the two of you. She has a Mercury in Libra. You have a Sun in Gemini. That air and that communication flows at points and times easily. You know, this one has a Mars in Virgo, and, you know, you have a Venus and Mercury in Taurus, and this one also has a moon in Capricorn, or quite possibly a moon in Capricorn, unless they were born really early in the morning. And what happens is that these Earth aspects come together, and it makes it a little bit more of an attraction. But in the long term, I have to say, this one is quite manipulative, okay? And that is really where I have an issue with this with you, that this one tries to manipulate the situation stronger than what, you know, it's more that they want you to conform to what they want and not what you want. And here again, I think it's a little bit more challenging of a relationship for you. If this is a relationship that I would call a working relationship. If you work at it, it can work together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But here again, you're mixing two differences in personalities that go about doing things different. So it's quality of time versus quantity of time. If the two of you keep your independence from each other and have that quality time together, it works. But if you two are constantly together, it's going to diminish the relationship and it really won't work. What do you think, Amy?
Well, yes, I agree. And there's aspects to where you don't quite see her as clearly as she actually is. Like there's sort of an illusion that you might have about her or with her, and then, you know, reality hits and you go, ooh, what was that?
The control side of it is definitely there. I don't like the controls, you know.
Yeah, that being said, that can pose a certain heaviness that, you know, you don't, the restrictions that you don't like to feel. You know, how you would, you know, how deep your, you know, your love goes and where you would like this to be is what you need to, you know, what, you know, would be good for you to look at and really kind of dig into your soul and see if that's, you know, what's bringing you the greatest, you know, joy and peace and happiness.
Yeah.
How much work, you know, that you want to put into it to set those limitations and boundaries to where you would feel more freedom or movement. So you have to have the foundation and basis of the trust in order, you know, in order to move forward with that or open it up to a new level.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
Over the next couple of weeks is going to determine whether this is going to stay or go. So think about it that way. And make your decision after the next couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, all right. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Good luck.
Take care now.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All
right. You ready for the next caller?
Sure am.
Okay. 229, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Melvin.
This is who?
I'm sorry?
This is Melvin.
Melvin.
Oh, hey, Melvin, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Going
through a little tunnel right now. I had to move out of my apartment April 8th, but it was totally wrong for the landlord to have me evict me because I offered to pay my rent and she wouldn't take it, but staying with my brother right now and a friend also. And I just want to know when you all can kind of tell me when I'll, you know, be moving in my home place and probably find another part-time job. I need an extra job. I did apply for a coaching job here in Georgia just last week, and I told the coach to give me a call to come out and coach, and that would help me. And I'm a little frustrated right now. Just these two things kind of really bother me and stressing me out.
Sure. Melvin, could I get your birth date and time, please?
Yes, yes, ma'am. It's September the 10th, 1960, 6:35 p.m.
Okay. And where?
Georgia.
Where in Georgia? Thomasville.
Yeah, there you go. And that's about three and a half hours. Thomas County, yes. It's about 3.5 hours from Atlanta, Georgia.
And right now, is a great time. Again, we were talking about this Venus transition, and that is going through your fourth house of the home. And it's in Gemini now, so there's that shift there that is going on to where you'll have multiple places to live, okay? But it will be okay, okay? I truly believe that the transition and change back into your own home is going to be after Mercury goes direct, okay? So you have to wait for it to go direct and transit into your fourth house, and then I think you're going to be moving. So you're looking at closer towards the end of June before that happens.
When
so
is this
it's not going to be,
sorry.
It's not going to be a long period of
time. The end of June.
Oh.
Okay, so here again, with that in mind, that you have a safe place at this point in time to go to, okay, and not to worry about it. As far as the work is concerned, Jupiter is transiting through your sixth house of day-to-day work. There's no question that within this period of time, it's going to provide you with that job. So it's coming. The job is definitely coming. What do you think, Amy?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all, you know, this and this time is to your is really to your benefit. You know, with Venus sitting right there on your Mars in your fourth house of home, you know, the people that you're spending the time with right now, there's a reason for it. So embrace it for what it is. Without, you know, try to stay present in the now as opposed to thinking I want to be here, you know, or somewhere else, or I'll feel better once I get there. Take in what your surroundings are now and really embrace them, because there's gifts there that, you know, if you're open to seeing, you'll receive them and find, you know, find the special, you know, something special there that's being given to you at this time.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense, because my brother, he stayed by himself too, and my oldest brother, and he has trouble getting around and stuff. And I truly kind of believe that the Lord wanted me there. That's where my mom used to live before she passed over.
I just got chills when you said that. Absolutely. You're in the right place at the right time for the right reasons, and hold on to that faith and know that you're guided, you know, and allow that to move freely in your life and embrace it.
Yeah, because I'm also staying with a friend of mine. She works where I work at a group home, and she invited me into her home to stay and not charging me a penny. So, feel real nice, lady, but I just don't like to, you know, lean on people, be like a leech, so to speak. I'm just ready to, you know, move forward. I do believe, though, that the Lord put me at my brother's house for something. I don't know what it is, to help him along the way. I hope nothing bad, you know, happened to him or something, but... it's something. I don't know what it is.
It's truly a gift to be
there.
It's truly a gift to be there, really. There is a purpose for this, and just go with it. Don't feel like you're being a leech or anything else, because you aren't. Okay? There's a purpose for you being there.
And remember, you have gifts to share. And and that benefit them as well. So remember there's those gifts that you have to share as well as receive.
Good luck, and let us know how it goes.
Good luck.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care then, Melvin.
Thank you all so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. You too. God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have 5 minutes left. You want to take and see if we can fit one more in?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Eric.
Oh, you're here.
Hi, Eric.
Yes. Yes, my birthday is September the 15th, 1975.
Have you
and one time before, several months ago.
What time were you born, Eric?
It's 6:08 a.m.
And where were you born?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Amherstburg?
Frederick.
Fredericksburg.
Oh, Fredericksburg.
So you had a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm needing a new job, and right now I haven't had any luck with offers or interviews, and I'm wondering if you see anything about my situation.
You know, we were talking about that full moon that's upon us tonight in trine to Neptune, okay?
And I'm sorry to interrupt this, but you said Fredericksburg where?
Fredericksburg, like Frederick and Berg, Fredericksburg.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, it wasn't coming up. Wasn't coming up for me.
Fredericksburg.
Okay. Go with me one more time. I apologize.
Fredericksburg.
Okay, there we go. Sorry. Thank you. In rock or free?
Free.
I'll go with rock. Well, either one. They're really close.
They're really close. Okay, great. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay, so what's happening is that trine is transiting through your third house to your sixth house. And this is the next couple of weeks are going to be a great time to get you out there, okay, and really start speaking out about it. Because that transiting Mercury is going to go into your 10th house. The Sun is going to follow and Mars is going to follow into there. So even though, and I talked about that with this Uranus and Aries, because it is conjunct your Jupiter, okay? Even though you can't see it now, it is coming for you, is what I'm trying to say. This next month is going to be empowering for you as far as changing jobs are concerned. What do you think, Amy?
Yes, absolutely, especially with Venus sitting right on your Mars in the 10th house. It's been going over there, so those aspects are really coming towards the fruition of what you'd like to see happen.
Great. Okay, great. That's good news. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Do you think...
Okay.
Okay.
You'll really find it to be productive. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You
bet. Hey, good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Will do.
All right. Take care now.
Take care.
Well, good night.
Good night.
We're right at the end of the show. I do want to say for Aphrodite, to get a hold of her for a private reading, you can call 540-400-0110. And she's going to be back in within 48 hours there. She does have her phone on her, so if you have any questions for Aphrodite, feel free to give her a call. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can call me at 772-286-2720. And how about you, if they'd like to talk to you, Amy?
Sure. They could reach me at 772-485-7022.
Okay, have a good night, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
It was fun. We're off the air.
It was. All right. Are we really?
Bye.
Bye.